Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Cantarucci's here, too. Jim is a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. He is one of the top leadership experts that we know. He's the author of Personal Brilliance, which is one of my favorite books, and he's here to talk to us about one of my favorite topics. Jim Cantarucci, welcome back.
Oh, Jim, it's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Jim, one of the things that has been occupying my mind for a long, long time, and we've focused a lot on the show here and with other experts besides yourself on this topic, and I'm concerned, I've been concerned over the years that we underappreciate what you and I both know is the foundation of everything that we do. I mean, literally everything, and that is the concept of trust. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really comes down to, do I trust you? Do you trust me? And then, of course, do I trust myself in tough situations when something's on the line?
Yeah.
And all of us talking this morning, something's always on the line. This is our business. And so trust, as you said, is the foundation of all of that. Being a good manager and leader means that I have to be away from you while you're doing your work. Mm-hmm. And so I have to trust that you know what to do and to do the right thing. And you have to trust that I'm there for you and supporting you to get that important work done. So
right.
Trust is everything within our business.
One of the things that I like to say is you and I grew up, you know, going to church, going to Sunday school, whatever we did, and learning about these things. And we learned that trust, being trustworthy, the concept of trust is the right thing to do, right? It's the right, the good boys and girls, you know, are trustworthy. We believe it, you know, and we grew up in the marketplace, you know, you should be honest and all that sort of thing. But what we've learned as we move through our lives is that trust is not only the right thing to do, it's a best practice because of what you just said. Jim, if I can trust you, even if I pay you a little bit more than your competitor, if I can trust you implicitly, and maybe I don't quite have that feeling with them, then being able to leave you alone and let you do your job and I go do mine, that's worth money, isn't it? That's worth time and money, isn't it?
Yeah, and I know you and I have talked about the idea that in our flat organizations, it's really difficult to promote somebody, you know, and have them have that career path.
Right.
And so one of the biggest forms
I don't have a lot of executive vice presidents around here.
Exactly right. But I think one of the best forms of payment and showing that we value somebody is to prove that we have trust in them. Because something about knowing that I'm trusted, that I'm a trusted staff member, just generates more energy. A Harvard Business Review article said that it's actually 106% more energy at work, truly doubling the amount of energy at work. And if just look around on a grumpy Monday morning, if you could increase double energy at work, what's that do to our productivity?
Well, and we have to think about this with our own people too. I mean, think about would be the definition of a key employee? A key employee wouldn't just be somebody who does their job well. A key employee is someone that you can trust. What's that worth? And even if you could hire a person who was technically competent as your key employee, you don't have a relationship with them. What is the value of that trust that you built up?
Exactly right. And what we're trying to do is, you know, have something in that that trust bank account mm-hmm. that we can tap into, that we could take advantage of. And it goes both ways. The employee has to trust me as their manager, and I have to trust them. And it's reciprocal. It's a cycle. It's a back and forth. And we reinforce each other. That's the definition of teamwork that we're all seeking. And that's where it comes from. And
well, you've got some research.
Trust, we earn trust, et cetera.
You brought some research to talk to us about how it converts.
Yeah, some of the buzzwords that we hear in management and leadership all of the time are addressed with this trust issue. A study was done compared with people at low trust companies, people at high trust companies measured as, you know, I'm trusted and we trust each other, 74% less stress. As I already said, double the amount of energy, 50% higher productivity. Fewer sick days, which transfers directly to the bottom line, 13% fewer sick days, more engagement. We hear that nebulous word engagement, 76% more engagement, meaning I feel connected to this
yep.
company, its mission, and what we're trying to do.
Can I stick in more satisfaction with their lives. I'd like to stick in a word about that connectivity and that engagement. There's something mm-hmm. that's almost subliminal when you have a high level of trust in an organization, and here's what it sounds like coming out of somebody's mouth or thought or in their head. I don't want to let Jim down.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
My attitude about how what you're trusting me, you're depending on me, and that kind of an environment makes me say or think, I don't want to let them down.
Yeah.
And that's powerful.
There's no question about that. And it's very powerful. And now here's the challenge to all of our listeners. Do you feel the same way about every one of your staff members?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we can answer that question in the positive, then we've now got the makings of a championship team type scenario within our organization. And it's gangbusters when we do that.
And also, what would happen if one or more of those key employees showed up today and said, "Hey, boss, I got a better offer." What would you have done the day before to make sure that offer didn't sound as good? And because you're not going to stop the offers, but you could change yeah. their attitude about it. And whatever that was that you would have done the day before, you better go in there and do it today. What do you think, Jim? Last thoughts quickly.
Exactly. Tomorrow's too late. We have to do it yesterday.
That's right. Good. Well said. And by the way, folks, tomorrow, today is yesterday. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Jim Cantarucci. More on trust after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.